Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 3rd. Your 4th of July weekend forecast will start sunny on Saturday, with a chance for rain and higher temperatures increasing as the weekend goes on. According to the National Weather Service, on Saturday it is expected to be mostly sunny, with a high near 87 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area. On Sunday, there will be around a 20% chance of rain, but it'll be mostly sunny, with a high of 88 degrees. On Independence Day Monday, the chance for rain will climb to 50%, but it is again predicted to be otherwise partly sunny, with a high near 90 degrees. Most years, Iowa corn is far taller than knee-high by the 4th of July, but this year's crop, set back by late planting and too little rain, fits the adage. The knee-high phrase may be as old as Iowa, which was founded in 1846. One of the earliest times the phrase appeared in an Eastern Iowa newspaper was on July 3, 1884, when the Sumner Gazette said, "It has been considered that if corn was knee-high by the 4th of July, that the crop will be sure and safe." With advanced corn breeding and fertilizer, corn today often reaches 8 feet by midsummer, but that's under good growing conditions. Iowa's cold, wet spring delayed corn planting statewide by 2 weeks and set soybean planting back 12 days, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship reported in May. That wait contributed to 4% fewer corn acres planted nationwide this year. Farmers then have had to deal with dry conditions in the last few months, along with high nitrogen fertilizer costs due to Russia's war with Ukraine and COVID-19 supply chain issues. A former mental health therapist and licensed independent social worker with a Cedar Rapids school, who pursued a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old boy, was sentenced Friday to more than 11 years in federal prison. 46-year-old Miranda Bulkin Breeden of Monticello pleaded guilty last year to one count of enticement of a minor. During the plea hearing, Breeden admitted she used text messages to entice the 14-year-old boy to engage in illegal sex acts between November of 2019 and January of 2020. She also admitted that based on this, she would have been charged with third-degree sexual abuse in state court. Breeden was placed on leave from Polk Alternative Education Center when Cedar Rapids Community School District officials found out about the criminal investigation. The investigation revealed that Breeden had sex with the 14-year-old while in hotel rooms, inside her personal vehicle, and during school hours in her locked office. The first pediatric doses of COVID-19 vaccine were administered to babies, toddlers, and preschoolers across eastern Iowa this past week, after federal health officials approved the shots for children aged 6 months to 5 years. Approximately 195,000 children aged less than 5 live in the state, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. 2 vaccines were approved for use: the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for children ages 6 months through 4 years, and the Moderna vaccine for kids ages 6 months through 5 years old. Healthcare clinics and pharmacies began offering the first shots to young Iowans last week, after the state delivered 23,500 pediatric doses in the first round of vaccine distribution. Demand for shots at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, the state's largest health system, was initially very high, said UIHC Chief Pharmacy Officer Mike Brownlee. When the system opened up the first appointments June 22nd, 250 slots filled almost immediately, he said. Have a good weekend, everyone.